This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The European Union's executive arm has recommended making Ukraine a candidate for EU membership. The move would be a first step on what is expected to be a long road before the war-torn country could actually join the 27-nation bloc. The European Commission on Friday delivered its proposal to award Ukraine candidate status after a fast-tracked analysis of answers to a questionnaire. The Ukrainian government applied for EU membership less than a week after Russia invaded the country.
And we all know that Ukrainians are ready to die for the European perspective. We want them to live with us, the European dream.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, the leaders of the bloc's existing members, are scheduled to discuss the recommendation during a summit next week in Brussels. Russia has reduced natural gas to Europe again as countries have worked to ease their dependence on Russian supplies amid the war in Ukraine. Friday marks the third day of significant reductions to the fuel that powers industry and generates electricity in Europe, which also have hit Germany and Austria. It has further spiked already high energy prices that are driving record inflation in the European Union. Russia's side has told Slovakia's state-controlled gas company that it would reduce gas flow to the country by 50%. Russian energy giant Gazprom told Italian gas company Eni that it would only supply 50% of the gas requested for Friday. France is no longer receiving any natural gas from Russia. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The White House is scaling back on sharing information about U.S. President Joe Biden's personal COVID-19 test schedule. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The White House says President Biden has never tested positive for COVID-19, but after frequently answering reporters' questions about when he last tested negative, that policy is now changing. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is declining to comment on the frequency of his testing regimen, saying they would inform the public if Biden tests positive.
He gets tested once a week. I don't have the date in front of me at this time.
The deputy press secretary tweeted that our policy is not to read out every test POTUS has taken. The new, more opaque approach comes as top administration officials have been matter-of-fact about the chances of the president getting COVID, a measure of how ingrained the virus has become in society, and of its diminished threat for those who are up to date on their vaccinations and with access to treatments. Jennifer King, Washington.
The world has become more compassionate towards refugees, according to a survey by pollster Ipsos published on Friday, a finding it said suggested the war in Ukraine had increased public openness to people fleeing war or oppression. Some 78% of people in 28 countries believe those escaping conflict or persecution should be able to take refuge in another country, up from 70% in a 2021 survey. Fewer people also believe borders should be entirely closed to refugees, with 36% agreeing in Friday's poll against 50% a year earlier, in part reflecting decreasing concerns related to the coronavirus pandemic. A report by the UN body showed on Thursday that some 89.3 million people were forcefully displaced worldwide as a result of persecution, conflict, abuse, and violence at the end of last year. Since then, millions more have fled Ukraine or been displaced within its borders, with price hikes linked to blocked grain exports set to stroke more displacement elsewhere. Japan's top court has ruled the government was not liable for the 2011 Fukushima nuclear crisis, dismissing thousands of evacuees' demands that the state, not just the utility, pay compensation for the damages inflicted to their lives. Recapping our top story, the European Union's executive arm has recommended making Ukraine a candidate for EU membership. The move would be a first step on what is expected to be a long road before the war-torn country could actually join the 27-nation bloc. The Ukrainian government applied for EU membership less than a week after Russia invaded the country on February 24th. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA.